All right, let's go make Moose some movie magic.
Let's just become as obnoxious as
let's,
I don't. I don't like the acoustics in here.
You can shove it in your ass.
Fucking hole so he can.
I'm not liking the ambience.
I know.
Rex would say that kind of shit.
Did you see the picture I drew of Rex?
No.
The Tyrannosaurus Rex?
Oh, I did see that. It's fucking beautiful, dude. Is that you that drew that?
Yes.
The Tyrannosaurus Rex.
In the kilt?
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Beautiful.
I love that, dude. Yes. Unfortunately, we're on radio. No one can see it.
Is there a website where anybody can find anything? You know what? I thought of a good title for our album. Face for radio.
Face for radio.
With a picture of Rex on it.
guys, let's turn this on. Let's make some fucking radio magic.
We're not really interested in anything you have to say about it at all.
We just wanted to come around for a drink.
It's like the olden days, right around this fucking table.
I was hoping I'd get a reaction.
You will later on.
Yeah.
Blunt hand across the
chair. A blunt with your backhand, you bitch, after the show. I'm skipping my legend. The films that I made. Forget that I'm 50 because you just got paid. I'm like, what's his name? Al Green has his own mind.
I love you.
I love you too, darling.
I can't hit the table yet. Right?
No, you can't.
I will hit myself.
We need another lighter over this side.
Let's not froth all of our wit out on this pre-show banter.
Crucial.
Pre-show banter, you say?
Yes, I do.
It smells frothy.
It does. Froth.
But tastes delicious.
Interview me now.
This is how it goes, Martin and Nick. This is how it goes. You two shut the fuck up for a few minutes, okay?
Hello, everyone. I'm Omar.
And I am Peter.
I am Omar.
And I am Peter.
And these are our guests.
Well, we'll get to them a little bit later.
Yes.
Much later. They only speak when spoken to. Okay.
That is the rule.
Stop speaking, please.
That is
the young man there in the... Strange
it's
little.
A strange recurring theme. Our guests never wait until they're introduced. Something impatient
so
and strange.
So what have you been up to lately, dearest Omar?
Well, I just got back from Morocco, my dear.
Oh, again?
Yes.
Wow. I was there myself not that long ago, actually.
Darling.
That's where I always go, you know.
Yes. I know, yeah. The caftans, you know.
All of that is so exciting.
Getting them all taken out again.
Yes.
No doubt.
After all these centuries.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, that's a high time. So, healthy appetites.
We have these guests on tonight.
We have two guests tonight, which is kind of a new venture
for
the pair of
us. They have to remember, one person speaks at a time, because if you speak at the same time, everything's cancelled out. So please understand that. Mm-hmm.
And neither of them will have anything interesting to say anyway, so it won't matter.
So let's just jump right in, because we're going to have to do a lot of talking tonight, because our guests are going to be a little bit dull for the audience. Mm-hmm.
And drunk, probably, it's no clear. Doubt. Yes.
You know, sorry, this one's ready to hit me.
Well,
is nothing new.
I'll introduce the guest on my right.
Yes,
his name is Lion. Please.
I told you I wanted to remember his name. It's Nicholas Batani.
Nicholas Batani. Okay, Nick Batani with the long, silky, natural black hair.
And on my
okay.
left. Okay. And on my left, wearing the crown tonight is.
Wearing the crown right now.
What's his name?
The fuck.
King Martin of Assisi. Martin Kelly. No connection to anything Irish at all.
Not at all.
Hopefully.
That's clear.
Okay, so these two young men are...
They're in a band.
Several bands, I hear.
They're in a marching band.
An all-girls marching band.
That's it.
Oh, God.
You throw the baton. The batonies.
Many a
batonie
has been thrown.
Woo! So we'll race right back to the beginning.
No, one of the alcoholics has gotten up for another drink. He's only been here 10 minutes in the studio and he's already had his third.
Refreshing again.
Yes, well.
The bar runs deep.
All right, let's let Mr. Martin Batonie start.
Mr. Martin Batani.
Mr. Martin Batani and
a horrible
and
hybrid.
Nick Kelly.
It's a horrible hybrid.
Nick Kelly and Martin Batani.
That's it.
Sounds like a rhythm section.
Well, it could
so
be.
So she said.
It's right. The rhythm method.
Ah.
Oh, that's Catholic.
So what, Nick and Martin.
What do you call men who use the rhythm method?
Idiots.
Fathers.
Nice.
That's Martin Kelly.
Hopefully the jokes will be a little better later
on. All
right,
anyway, jump in. Mr. Kelly, jump in and tell us the name of your band and tell us about who you are, what the fuck you do,
and
why we should even give a damn.
The question is, what don't we do?
Ooh.
No, that wasn't the question.
Well.
The question was, what do you do?
Oh.
He's rephrasing.
That's the name of our hit.
What do you do? What do you do?
What do you do
is the name of the single, actually.
Okay.
And that means what?
You know what? I didn't write the lyrics, so fuck if I...
Who wrote the lyrics?
Do you remember any of them?
I know how to play it.
Oh, okay. All right. Nick, maybe. Do you remember any of the lyrics of Just Hit Me? What did you call it?
No, I didn't write them. So
just Shoot Me.
Just Shoot Me. Oh, okay.
I don't make any point to remember anything I don't write.
Just Stroke
It. Yeah. Living Deadlights is the name of the band.
Yes.
Living Deadlights.
Living
wow,
Deadlights is the name
of
the current band.
Very kind of unusual name. How did you come up with that?
It was a...
Okay, that's enough of that.
Yeah.
Living Dead.
Living Dead Lights.
Lights.
Okay.
Living Dead Lights. It was a combination of knock the living daylights out of you and...
And a couple of bottles of Maker's
Mark. Dead people like to smoke, which is clear.
Smoky people like to be dead.
That's true. Or they want to.
Very
be.
True. Well put, young man.
Speaking of which, let me light another cigarette.
Actually, I'll have one.
Please, help yourself.
Thank you, sir.
Now, how did you
they're
two...
They're British cigarettes,
how did you
way.
Two meet... Was it with the band for our listenership out there? All the six people that are listening this evening?
Mate.
Your fans included?
All six of you.
Yes.
Hey, baby, this has gone out to all six of you. I love you so much.
Your Tim is coming on the radio right now.
Okay. Nick and I ran into each other, which was going to be the first of many a mishap.
Well, so you're open to gay marriage then?
Yeah,
who the fuck you want? Everyone has
Rex
the right to be as miserable
York,
as Nick.
So
you and Nick ran into each other. When was that?
Oh god, this was probably 2006. Nick and myself were both very brand spanky.
2003.
Oh, god, you're mental.
I was gonna say in 2006. I knew you guys
I knew you
already.
I met you in 2004. So, okay, and I also met him, and you guys knew each other, so that's wrong.
Okay. So,
do we need to get a calendar out? Let's get some Braille going on.
Yeah, I don't think he knows how to read a calendar at the
okay.
moment.
Okay, no, but I remember the day.
I
remember
the Mayan calendar.
Shut it.
I remember the day. Nick strolled up in khaki shorts and an oversized t-shirt.
Wow.
And we're like, oh my god, you don't dress like a rock star. But you're a fucking wonderfully pleasant person. And then we all went to the rehearsal studio.
My, how times have changed.
We went to the rehearsal studio, and Nick fucking slammed it out on the drums.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't teach drums, but you can teach style.
And was that accomplished?
It nope. was accomplished.
It was. Okay.
It was. It was, sure? it was absolutely accomplished. And look at him now. Fucking rock star.
Yes, indeed, yes.
Well,
Nick, critiques.
No,
wait a second, you've said enough for a minute. Now, Nick, what's your version of that story? What's your version of that story?
I met him
story?
And I felt sorry for him. I'm just kidding.
See, this seems much more accurate. Go on, Nick.
No.
I'm feeling like this is the true story.
Pretty much, I moved to L.A. and I saw an ad for a drummer needed and...
Craigslist.
His brother Rex, and next thing we know, we're meeting at the Pig and the Whistle.
The Piss and Wiggle.
Piss and Wiggle.
I love that place.
And of course, I'm running around trying to do a million things, trying to meet a bunch of different bands.
Get your hair done.
Rex connives me into going to Hollywood.
He has
at
that.
10
has
o'clock, that and I'm like, okay, well, I can swing by and grab a CD, right? Next thing I know, I get out. I'm wearing shorts and
khaki shorts and a white t-shirt.
I was thinking I was just gonna pick up a CD real quick and check it out because that was my rule.
Let me give you a new rule. Whenever you walk out of the house, look like a fucking rock star.
No, but that was my rule.
Sorry, get rid of the khakis.
He does
burn
now.
Them.
Yes, he does.
He fucking does now.
Well, I know he does now, but seriously.
He's always a rock star.
Where are the khakis?
Just for
the
khakis.
Okay, the khakis?
Just for our listeners.
Those khakis have been buried.
Martin and Nick, just for our listeners, who is this Rex person you keep referring to?
Rex
who is that?
Is my...
Just in five words or less.
My incomparable brother.
Uh-huh, okay.
my...
That's five words. No, four words. That's three words.
Rex is my incomparable... Rex is my incomparable brother. That's five words. That's five words. Yeah. Okay, you've done it. Well. Bingo, give him the door prize.
Yes.
Ding.
You got a free pass to the tanning salon on Ventura.
Oh, because you know how I love the Bronx.
I know how you love to tan.
I love the sun. Oh, God. Yeah. Can't get enough.
Yeah.
But yeah, so my rule was if ever I meet a band...
Nick Patoni.
Give me a CD, because in L.A. there's just shit. Just crap. 100 million bands and 1% is actually good. So,
oh, they kissed.
So what I would do is I would meet bands, get their CD, and I'd tell them, you know, I'll call you. And then I'd never call them because they would suck. But
so you were playing hard to get.
No, I mean,
you knew you were hot shit, right?
You just waste all your time.
You knew that you were hot shit.
You waste all your time meeting a bunch of losers that want to be rock stars that don't have talent.
So you knew that you were hot shit.
So then I met Martin and Rex, and they're like these like icons of Hollywood. And next thing I know, I'm like running around shorts and a shirt.
How so?
And I just said, screw it, I'm going to go hang out with them. And then we all became best friends. And next thing we know,
we're playing in
our band called Ramsgate. And then
oh my god,
then that turned into Bloody Royals, and then that turned into Living Deadlights.
All right. But there's a new
is
lead
that part
singer.
of Kitchen Nightmare, Ramsgate? Oh, that's Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay
is a part of the band.
He's part of the band. Was he part of the band? Gordon Ramsay?
Quite clearly.
He was, yes.
And he was
for you guys.
He was surprisingly very harsh on the new members.
Oh, was he really?
Yes.
Okay, wow. How so? Martin, you're not...
You're great. Useless.
You're useless. What the hell are you doing? Had you any musical sort of...
Do you have any musical ambition in your entire soul?
Or ability?
You're terrible. Fuck off. Can't.
Now, were you formally trained, or how did you all of you learn music?
I'm a cunning linguist and a master debater.
That's awesome. Which is how you got in the front door.
Yeah. One of our guests has not left.
Yes, he likes the free booze
from last week.
Oh, God. Clearly.
He's been in the studio for a week, that fucking loser. But carry on. Alexis will take care of you. Go ahead.
So you're a cunning linguist and a master debater. Was that it?
Yes.
Is that where we left it? Is that where we came in or came out?
What was the question?
I can't remember what the question was.
Was there any formal training? Or were you just born on a fucking, you know, under a cardboard box? How did this happen?
I was born under a stone.
Oh, my God.
Quite clearly.
Just like
formal training. Well, I'm sure that...
Are you?
You don't seem certain.
Surely you're not serious. Oh yes, I'm serious, and don't call me Shirley.
No plugs for cheesy movies.
Oh, okay. Some. Yeah.
Where?
Eagle Rock Music Academy.
I love it.
Eagle Rock. Music
Shout
Academy.
Out Eagle wow. Rock Music Academy.
Wow.
Are you serious?
Eagle Rock Music Academy. Does that exist?
Yes.
I learned my vocals.
Is that right
there.
Beside the Eagle Rock Women's 20th Century Club?
It's right by Curves.
Right by Curves. Ooh, oh,
right by Curves.
That's what made you decide to go there.
It was a spectacular mixture of the abs and the power chords.
No, I said ass, but you know, abs. Whatever.
Well,
abs ass.
Vulgarity.
Vulgarity does become me.
Vulgarity, thy name is Omar.
Yes. Indeed.
So yeah, Martin currently plays bass, but he's actually a phenomenal guitar player. So you say. So he'll be playing guitar.
So then, you know, they'll pull out and then you'll merge.
And then
bands.
They'll stick it back in.
But you can never really pull out in time now,
like
can
a
you?
It's hard to pull out.
When you're in the middle of it.
Yeah,
when
it really is. It's hard,
right in the fucking center.
It's hard to stick it in reverse. It really is. Well, that's not true for most people.
Well,
for
a lot of people,
baby. That's a whole other discussion.
Drive it in between.
Back it up. Sounds like a Lil Wayne song.
Mm-hmm. Pull up to the bumper,
balls
baby.
To the wall, baby.
Lil Wayne. That's an obscure reference.
Mm-hmm. Who is Lil Wayne?
Who's
Lil Wayne? Do they call you Lil Martin on the show? It is a show, is it? Or is it a TV show? Living Deadlights?
Who is the Lil Wayne?
He's the Little Wayne.
He's the Little Wayne?
He's the son
My
of the Big
is,
Wayne.
My question is, where is the Big Wayne?
Big Wayne is his dad.
Big Wayne's his father.
He's Snoop Dogg, isn't he?
Big Wayne's his father.
Oh, my God.
No, that's...
Well, that's Little Bow Wow.
Is he trying to...
That's a baby dog, for those of you who are not listening.
Is Little Wayne trying to gain acceptance from Big Wayne?
Yes, probably so.
Gay in acceptance.
Gain acceptance.
I think he trademarked bling bling.
That was a smart thing to do.
Whoa. Because that's just been like used. That's once like, or twice.
That's no, like he, Paris Hilton he, saying he that's hot. She trademarked that's hot.
Hey, I would
that's also hot. Clever.
Wow, because it had never been said down through the annals of history.
That's hot.
I think we're off.
That's hot. Bling, that's hot. That's hot.
Surely we're
bling, bling. That's hot. Bling, bling. How much money do we owe these fucking bastards now?
Exactly. So,
say it again.
I don't know. I think everybody. Carl's Jr. just made some money.
So here's the thing.
With that fucking
with that crown on your head.
How much would
yes.
it cost to trademark the whole dictionary?
I don't know, but I'd like to try.
And then you could see how much.
Trademark the entire. Trademark the entire English language. Then fuck all you bastards.
No one can speak.
That's right. So don't speak. No. Don't
freedom
speak. Don't speak.
Speech, but ask those
I
guys because they own
just
the words.
What you're thinking?
What's
can that?
That
be done? Because we're living in a time where people own everything. They're trying to own all the
I'm
world's
sure they've
water.
Tried.
I think I'm going to try to.
Now, boys, on a scale of 1 to 10, what would your success rate
17.
Be?
17.
Negative Seven, one.
Negative one and 17. So there's a bit
okay,
of a disparity there.
The
okay.
Two, you've got them averaged out to 8. 16.
That's about a four
that's
there.
That's
about
an average. That's
about a four.
No.
It's
about an average.
Four. Nine.
Just
nine average.
No, just taking one
nine
off.
Nine average.
Oh yeah, divided by two, it's nine.
Multiplied by three, so four. Four out of ten. So you have a bit of a way to go.
Oh yes.
You have a bit of a way to go. Clearly, you see things with rose-colored glasses. Nick is looking at it
no,
with
going on tour soon.
We are relative infants in this grand scheme.
You're going on tour soon.
Elephant
where
infants?
Are these
infants.
Dates going
elephant
to take
infants.
Place?
We are going to be in Milan starting.
And that's surely.
Vaffanculo.
Surely you don't mean.
Vaffanculo.
Vaffanculo is French, dude.
No, it is,
no,
not.
You're right.
It is quite no, fucking clearly not.
Now, are you going to be in Italy at the same time as our producer?
I don't know. When's your producer going to be there?
I don't know. When is he going to be there? Are you going to be back? Are you going to be there?
20th. Through the 20th.
We're going to be
we're 28th.
Thank
God.
October. You've got to change your date so you can be there.
October 27th.
Okay.
We're
going
to
okay.
be in Italy for one
so.
Week and then moving on to France, Berlin,
ooh, France.
Switzerland, Belgium.
Ooh, Berlin.
Oh, Norway.
Wow.
Denmark. UK.
Finland.
What else?
Denmark is not
what,
as nasty
what else is
as
on
Berlin.
Our plate? Germany,
vomit.
Yeah, Germany. It'll be a right ring around.
No, now when you're singing your songs, is that what you call them?
I call it music in the literal sense.
The broadest
like
sense of the word.
The
broadest sense of the word.
I like to
yes.
refer to them as ditties.
Ditties, yes.
Yeah, little ditties.
Little things you sing yourself in the shower.
I call them really loud nursery.
Will you be singing them in the local language or in English?
We will be singing them in English.
Oh, okay.
We'll hope
so. How will people
well,
understand them?
Capital Danish.
How will people understand them?
You know what? One time I rubbed up on a little Danish.
You did you? And how was it?
Cheesy.
Jesus fucking wet.
Jesus.
No, but I mean, when you go to Italy or France or Germany or Denmark
anywhere in,
or
anywhere
anywhere
in Europe.
These places, will you have to be schooled a little bit in the, you know, hi, how are you?
I think
this
so.
Is the Living Dead
so.
Lights. Are you going to say that in Danish yeah. and in German and French?
Oh, when we're in Italy, we're going to say it in Danish. And when
oh,
that is
like
so
anyway.
Fucking clever.
I like that.
I think you should say it in Russian in all of your fucking locations.
Well,
except
hey,
for Moscow.
No Russian.
No Russia.
Take your time. No Russia.
Take your time.
We're not
take
going
your time.
To Russia for sure.
Take your time. Take
your oh, no Russia.
You
okay.
might be killed.
We need a visa.
Yeah.
Okay. So what will the opening numbers be? Or who's going to introduce the band?
Okay, so, okay. Plug. We were in Rolling Stone in Italy. So, hence,
surely you jest.
I've never jested.
Why on earth would they want you on
Shirley?
Why on earth would they want you in their
don't
magazine?
Don't call me Shirley.
No. I have a question. Why on earth would they want you in Rolling Stone?
That.
Why on earth were you in Rolling Stone?
Because we're obviously quite clearly tattooed.
I like that answer.
It's the tattoos.
It makes perfect sense.
No, we trick some people.
Mm-hmm. There's a whole nother spectrum of rock and roll appreciation.
Yes,
mm-hmm. That happens in Europe. That doesn't quite translate over here. Mm.
So you mean they can't stand your shit over here, and they don't understand it over there? Is that what you're saying?
In so many words.
In so many words. Yeah.
over here, they want death metal like vampires.
How do you categorize your music? Death metal vampires? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no, that's God. What they want that's in America.
Not,
they want
no, not even close.
They want Avenged Sevenfold.
It's punk rock with a melody.
I see.
Yeah, we're like Rise Against
with a metal
punk rock with a melody attitude.
With a melody. Oh, so you have melodies.
Despite all evidence to the contrary.
And critique to the contrary as well, yes.
They actually appreciate something that's raw and new that hasn't been done
but
before.
But punk rock is not new.
No, we're not even punk. We're punk and roll.
Punk and roll. Like rock, punk and roll. Yes,
okay.
Exactly. One of those two.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they appreciate something. Okay, about
last week's guest keeps smoking my cigarettes. I think you're gonna have to bring your own since you live here now.
I got that booze in my fucking car.
So, is there an album title, or do you have an album
release?
The
album title, I said earlier. Oh, Fates for Radio.
I'm sorry, Fates for Radio. Oh, you're just making.
We didn't say it on the goddamn show, so say it again. You fucking impertinent asshole.
Fates for Radio.
Had enough of your nonsense. Just because you're a rock star doesn't mean you can be rude to Peter.
I've had enough of this. Shit just got so dark.
I mean, seriously.
Please.
Beelzebub.
You know it. You know me. I'm the devil.
Lord of the flies.
Yes.
Lord of darkness.
666.
Abaddon.
666, bitches. You're going to get your tattoos on the way out.
Hey, motherfuckers, you confuse me.
You can check out any time you like, but you can never leave.
You know what?
Listen, Hotel that guest California. Has been here for, he's been here for a while.
Hey, last weekend.
Yes.
Did I do what?
What did you do? Mark,
it was a Sunday. We started at the Roosevelt, continued on to the Standard, ended up at our bar.
These are all church services.
Church services.
Yes.
And
so you really believe in God, and you were very devout.
Oh, brother, I'm such an atheist. Aside from all of that, at our bar, we stepped up to the plate and played Hotel California.
Oh.
I didn't even know. It was channeling.
It was a... And by the end of the song, the entire bar was singing the chorus.
As well they should.
As well they fucking should.
And the R Bar is a very special place. Let's talk about the R Bar.
Let's talk about
I know there's a dead star underneath the R Bar which draws in dark souls.
Really?
Yes.
Who's that?
I've been there and I know that.
Okay.
Yes.
Expand.
No, I'm asking you to expand. I'm interviewing you.
I don't.
You know about the dead star?
Make something up then, for God's sake.
I mean, Jesus. I'm the host. I'm not supposed to be talking about myself.
I honestly just don't know what you're talking about.
I was wondering what attracted all the street
I would love to expand.
Okay, I'm going
to
explain.
Yes, please.
Nick understands. There's a dead star underneath that building.
So there's street merchants.
It's a magnet. It's drawing everything in.
It's drawing the scum of the earth.
How do you think you wound up there?
It was a conflagration of chaos and
more chaos.
Right. Yeah,
a dead star.
it's very easy to categorize life as a succession of dead star destiny. We're all meant to be here. Now, of all of the chances in all of the world. You had to walk into mine.
Yes. You get it. See, I knew you understand. You know? I mean, please. There was a dead star under Rick's
likes,
cabaret.
Likes
in Casablanca.
Likes.
I was there just a few weeks ago in Morocco, as I said earlier.
You got goosebumps.
My sister was born in Tunisia, as was my brother.
I love that.
A night. Can you sing that song, A Night in Tunisia?
A Marvelous Night in Tunisia.
Brother, I don't know it.
Oh, come on, make it up.
A Night in Tunisia.
I've had
A Night in Tunisia.
I know you've had more than one night in Tunisia.
One night in Bangkok, one night in Tunisia, and the world's your oyster.
That resulted in a RU86.
What does that mean, my dear?
RU486?
RU486?
The morning after pill.
Oh, okay. I don't know such
terms. I'm in favor of that, because I think unwanted children are such a tragedy.
I know. I wish Steve...
The night before
pill. Done that back then.
As I can tell by this current group...
I'm in favor of the night before.
Nobody around this table should ever. Nobody has any business breeding.
Wait, this whole room wouldn't exist.
Very true.
The whole room wouldn't exist.
No business breeding.
No one at this table should ever have another child.
And you were. I've heard you mention that many, many times during the course of our relationship over the years that you never. You have no interest in children.
They're disgusting.
No interest in having them. They're disgusting. And
no,
why
no,
are they
no,
here?
They're not disgusting. They're just they're
greedy and selfish.
They're not formed. They're not.
They can't drink much. That's really boring.
There's an equation.
Okay.
There are many variables. I choose not to make that an excess integer. In this agreement.
Wow, that's integer. Quite a moment. Wow, integer.
As you like, my dear.
As you wish. Where does all that hatred stem from, Martin?
Growing up.
Say it.
Growing up with beastly parents.
Lots of
with many.
With Legion. Growing up with Legion.
Children are frightening and disturbing. They have to be very, very carefully trained. And obviously none of us were.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, you're all grown up now, Martin. So now as an adult, you have complete authority and disdain for children.
Leave those terrible ways behind.
Nick, what was it like being in the middle of a band of brothers, as it were, trying to sort of get in there between the two of them, as it were, in a sort of an interesting and uncomfortable sandwich?
Jesus. Way to build that fucking up.
Interesting and uncomfortable sandwich. Lots of mustard.
It was very easy, actually.
Hold the pickles, hold the relish.
I felt like Chardonnay, and I just squirmed around.
I got her, too.
Between the meat and the patties.
Wow. Who was the meat and who was the patties?
There was some hot mustard. There was some wasabi.
What's up, B?
That's so questionable.
Really is.
What's up, B?
But you're like a brother now.
Mm-hmm. Who are you more partial to, the meat or the patty?
Neither.
Okay, fine.
He's just
the bun.
No. What it was is we were probably all just.
He just reaches out. He doesn't care if he.
Well, as the stars align,
what he eats,
the stars aligned,
the rest of us.
He's an indifferent eater.
The stars aligned in 2003.
I'm an indifferent.
And we all just became best friends immediately, so we didn't care about music or anything.
That's a sweet answer. We'll post that on our Lifetime
panel. We don't care
about
music.
Clearly.
So who's the bad boy of the current band, The Living Deadlights? Who's the bad boy?
Is that even a question?
I don't know them. I don't know the other three or four. How many other members are there? Four?
40.
It used to be 40? A Martin only.
A Martin only band. A one-man band.
Yeah. But okay. Now it's Martin and Alan because Alan's semi-single.
Okay, what does that mean? Semi-single.
That means he got some poor bitch hanging on his string.
it's like a tampon.
Actually, exactly so.
Whatever I'm saying is fiction, so I can say what I want.
It's all fiction.
It's all fiction.
Love the Allen. Lovey. He is, however, not long for the single world.
Oh, okay. Yes, not I long see. For the realm.
He's a serial lover.
A serial monogamist.
I see.
As you do.
But sometimes there's a
serial loner.
Intersex with other monogamous situations.
Intersex.
So he is the Allen is the bad boy of the band.
Fuck off.
Your cigarette is.
Quite clearly.
Your cigarette's the wrong man.
You're insulting. Mr.
You're insulting bad boys everywhere.
It depends on what your description of bad boy.
Yes. Well, what describe your definition?
Oh, I have so many descriptions of bad boys.
Martin and Alan are on the same level.
Bad means
totally different hemispheres.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Okay. Take a second. Step back and define bad boy.
Well, bad in my world would mean obviously an
promiscuity.
Promiscuity.
Clearly,
a drinker, a dilettante, an inherent troublemaker.
Okay, yes. Well, definitely Martin.
Irresponsibility, loud mouth, and a bit of violence once in a while.
Lack of talent backed up with arrogance.
Okay.
How about arrogance backed up with talent? How about arrogance backed up with talent?
Arrogance backed up with more arrogance.
Arrogance backed up with more arrogance. Arrogance backed up with talent.
We've all got talent. That was
arrogance backed up with talent. Yes.
Arrogance backed up with talent.
I write songs that make the young girls sing,
swoon. Pull their panties down.
Okay, good. So that's the bad boy. And then who's the good boy? As I look over here at Nick
Batani. Nick.
Who's the good boy?
That's
a
Nick Batani, and that's it. That's a Taka Tomata and a Nick Batani.
Question.
It's all relative, of course.
How can you be good and rock and roll at the same time?
What's that?
How can you be good and rock and roll at the same time?
I think there was a lot of them. Like, isn't there like some major famous band like where they one of the lead singers doesn't drink or smoke or has sex?
There's this girl, Prussian Blue.
There are a few like that.
A lot of straight edge.
Excuse me, Prussian Blue. What the fuck did you just say?
I said Prussian Blue.
Prussian Blue.
Yes, I love.
Do you have? Have you ever listened to the lyrics?
Someone's gonna annoy.
I had three of those two bitches.
Oh, brother,
and they're so awesome.
They are neo fucking Nazis. I'm
loving that. Let's hear it for the Fourth Reich.
Listen, listen. When they had My Egyptian Come between them, they loved it. They loved it.
Yes. I hope.
I guess that's what you call the pyramid.
That's right.
Scheme.
The pyramid is the two of them sucking all of the Omar juice.
The sperm.
I hope Prussian Blue sucked every ounce out of the Omar juice.
They did.
And I hope those stupid bitches didn't even know.
At least, no, they knew. They wanted it. They hate their parents.
Fuck Hitler, by the way. He was a cunt.
Oh, yeah.
Hitler's going to be our next guest.
He thought he was a satanic.
But Hitler was very much into the cult.
How did this interview get so dark so quick?
It's not dark.
I think it was the eye of the beholder.
I think that Prussian Blue is an amazing group, and I love those girls.
Are you being serious right now? Are you fucking being serious?
I love them sexually.
Mind your fucking language. We're on radio here, fuck's sake.
Why should that bother you?
Prussian Blue. Brother. Sounds like a movie.
Mate, no.
Okay, well, you'll have to enlighten me.
I don't like them.
Martin, you'll have to enlighten me because I know nothing about Prussian Blue. What are they? Who are they?
Break it down.
Sounds like Jersey Shore.
Prussian Blue.
Break it down.
Prussian Blue are these two little blonde twins.
They're so hot. Mm.
Shut up.
Tell us what they're about.
Okay,
remember that everybody looks three times as good if you're behind a bar or on a stage.
Yeah.
So
they look really good on their knees too.
Yes. And
there's a lady in the room.
Right. She shouldn't be in the show.
Right here.
Here, it's okay. Right. Please just do it. Right.
Will he be okay?
RESPCT.
Okay. They're all good looking, but their parents just drilled into them this mind-numbing
neo-Nazi racist theory.
Like right-wing fascist methodology.
Right-wing racist stuff.
Yeah, right-wing. And so they got a solid following.
Loving you know? That. Loving
yeah, but
that.
This is America, and they're so hot and American.
Yeah, they're
because America's for white people.
Like in Europe.
Yes.
It's not even a joke. It's illegal in Germany.
Americans are supposed to be white though.
Americans don't understand the fucking irony.
Americans are all white though, aren't they?
I mean, seriously.
All of Americans are
all
white.
All Americans are white. Or no, the no, majority. I'm sorry. Should be.
The majority.
For all of the white wine, you think so.
The white wine. Hey, is that wine?
My Facebook page shouldn't upload it fast enough.
Well, break it down. Wine. You haven't explained who Prussian Blue are.
Like
they need to know who they really are, why you hate them so much, because I love them.
I don't like Nazis, man.
No, but
I'd like. I'm sorry. I know we're getting a little. We're getting a little bit dark. Let's lighten. I'd like to go back.
Yeah.
I would like to just go back to that question of the good boy, Nick Batani.
Picture of Martin.
Nick Batani.
Wait until after the show.
The good boy of the band. Yes. So, what makes you the good boy of the band, Nick?
His dedication.
Well, is that your question, bitch? No,
I'm sorry. Exactly. Could you mind your place? He's talking to Nicholas Batani.
What makes me the good boy is the innocence.
Martin Kelly.
The innocence that does not exist.
The innocence that does not exist. That's way too cryptic for me to understand.
That's Coptic.
It's Coptic. It's not cryptic.
Mm-hmm.
No, what makes me the good boy is that I share my wealth with all everybody else.
So you have money?
Yeah.
I have no money.
And by the way,
the wealth is my talent.
We like money a lot on this show, so okay. If you have any,
feel free.
Please put it into the frog's mouth.
Put it into the pile.
Put it into the frog.
Put it into the pile on the middle.
No, but I understand.
You know what makes me a good boy is that I'm usually the. I used to be
it's
the,
a mirror
dri-
idea.
The driver.
Shut up. We're trying to listen to Nicholas.
I don't really want to listen to Nicholas.
I want to hear what he has to say.
He's rambling.
He's rambling. He's not speaking quickly enough.
The driver.
I drove for whom?
The pile driver.
From party to party to show to show. And aww. I always had to be.
It sounds so rock and roll. Driver.
Give him the lifetime achievement.
It sounds so rock and
award.
Roll.
Give him the lifetime television
like,
award.
Who's the least drunk? Okay, Nick.
You have the lifetime television award for the most sincere girl on the show.
Nick has the most control when driving. Drunk, so let's let him drive. So that's what made me the good boy.
Have you ever separated any unfortunate couplings?
Well, the couplings...
couplings come apart on their own.
But after. I want to know if he stopped them before they happened.
Oh, I know where you're going with this.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't.
Oh, good. Because I do. No, but Nick, don't you have a like a Christian background or something?
Heavenly. Yeah.
Well, he's very Christian. Closely aligned.
I'm still Christian, but I do believe that maybe Jesus politically. Was an alien or whatever.
I'm sorry, I can't hear it over these.
I said I do.
On the other side of the fucking table.
Peter, watch your mouth.
I do believe that maybe Jesus was an alien or something.
You believe Jesus was an alien?
Maybe, possibly. Okay.
From the future.
My God, I'm so glad you said that because I believe that too.
No, please.
You never know.
Mark,
like,
let him speak. I want to hear more about Jesus.
I'm
an alien.
Open to this because I believe that.
No,
Jesus was an alien. No, where do you get
I
this from?
I think we
from?
All are.
Oh, God.
Well,
just you get him out of here. Get out of the studio.
I love like, my makers. Give me more.
Oh, God.
No, I really want to expound on that. Jesus was an alien.
He knew all the answers, and he was what? He was Mary's child.
Brother. He was a shaman. A shaman.
Hot, there you go. Dude.
He was hot. He was so.
Immaculate. I think that's a beautiful way.
He was the first rock star.
He wasn't the first, but he was one
alien in my book.
Well, I guess there was some rock.
So
stars. There were some rock
so
stars.
So what I'm saying though is, of course, yeah, I'm a Christian.
There were some rock stars in Timbuktu.
Can you let him speak,
no,
please?
Really
for
really
fuck's sake,
I know more about this than he does. I was there.
No, let him speak. I want to hear his views on it.
So
Omar was quite clearly there.
No, there's power in his name. Obviously,
you have to understand that I am 2,000 years old.
Just because you're Egyptian, don't make you immortal.
Yes, it does. So you haven't learned.
Okay, so no one wants to listen to that. I do, Nick.
Just because I wear a crown, don't make me a fucking king.
Well, it might.
No. So seriously, like he was. Yeah. What? Huh?
Shh. You have the floor, my dear.
You have the floor.
No.
You have silence, Mark, for 5 minutes, please. And you too.
How dare you, Peter?
How dare you?
Shut the fuck up, children.
There's something magical about him. Whatever it is, nobody can decide.
Thank you.
The world can try to interpret it, but for thousands of years, nobody's been able to understand what's going on. And he kind of figured it out. And probably because he had some sort of alien type of gene in him or something.
The floor is not yours.
It's in every culture, every religion, every blah blah blah, and he knew something. So don't he may not be God, but he may not be what?
Not God.
Good producer.
But yeah. I like it. But it is presumptuous to assume that you've chosen the right God.
Maybe. No, it's not even about choosing the right God. It's
as
just
you wear
about,
a crown.
It's about choosing. It's about choosing logic and what's possibly. It's what everybody tries to find. They try to find the truth, and the truth you'll never know, and you can't prove it, and you just have to
so just be the best motherfucker that you can
be. The best person
and
that
love
you can be.
The fuckers
and
the, around
that,
you.
That's what Jesus did. He was himself, and he wasn't quite human. And that's why everybody appreciates him, and that's why there's power in his name, and that's why. There's so much
cheese and rice.
No, it
say it three times. Say it three times, and you'll appear.
It exponentially flows from him. That's whatever it may be, he didn't even. He's not even. He's probably an atheist if you think about it, because they twisted him so bad.
It's presumptuous to assume atheism.
No,
again.
Jesus was probably an atheist.
He was probably.
Twisted him so bad.
He was probably 9/10 an agnostic.
I would say he's probably just not religious.
He was just being himself.
Religion is poison.
He was being
faith
himself,
and
love he knew all the answers, and that's it.
When I was there, at his
have you guys
speeches,
you were there at the birth.
Omar
was at the birth of the good Lord Jesus.
Oh my God!
There's one of the
just because he's Egyptian does not mean he's a fucking immortal.
Excuse me. It does mean that. I need to correct you. I'm 4,000 years old.
4,000, you said?
Thousands.
Oh, I see.
Well, my dear, I'm proud of the way I look at this age.
You do look. You look good.
I look great.
You look pretty good for 4,000.
Okay, so Martin, then it's
we have rock and roll over this.
You're on the complete other polar opposite side of this.
Of me.
Of this discussion.
Yeah.
The both of you are good friends. So what are your takes on God and religion? And
it means nothing.
Give him the floor for a few minutes.
Losing my religion.
Shut up, darling.
They sang that when Amy Grant.
Here's my.
Okay.
Will you stop telling people to shut up because you're ridiculous?
They're being ridiculous.
Well, you're ridiculous. The show is ridiculous.
You're ugly.
You're ugly too.
And thankfully, we're on
this
radio.
Shit just degenerated real fucking quick.
I'm going to start doing some magic now. It's time.
Martin, go ahead.
Because it translates.
It does.
Well,
it translates.
The
can you see it?
Speaks.
Martin, please.
For me personally, it's presumptuous to assume that anybody's found the right God. It's presumptuous to assume that there is a God. There's 4,000 religions in the world.
4,000, one for each year.
One for every fucking second that we're on this earth. So to assume that Catholicism, Protestant, Buddhism,
the best.
Islam, the best.
The best.
He's just part
oh
of
Oh my God, Muslims in fucking Miami.
Peter is just part of this priest on vacation.
Priest on vacation too.
Muslims in Miami. Priest on vacation too.
Priest gone wild in Miami too.
Priest in San Fernando Valley.
Yeah.
Carry on, Martin. I'm sorry.
No, darling, it's done.
It's done. No, it's done. Okay. It's done. Okay.
It's done. Darling.
Now let's get back to Prussian blue. No, just kidding.
Mm. Oh my God. This conversation has taken so many dark.
It went religious.
It went religious. And now we went fascist. Really?
It's all going everywhere. So who are
shit
your,
just went awry.
Musically, then, who would your influences be outside of Maker's Mark and Vodka and a few other
Well,
Pumpkins.
Yeah, Smashing Pumpkins.
Never heard of them. What do they do?
They smash pumpkins.
They sell pumpkins on the side of the street.
Corgan's a Christian.
No, we call them Crushing Gourds.
Awesome. Crushing Gourds. In that very strange.
And the producer laughed.
Yeah.
Now, do you like the Sex Pistols? Do you like.
I am.
He likes the sex, but not the pistols.
Ooh, you know what? I heard that. But he has. He does have a pistol for sex.
I like the Smashing Pumpkins circa 98, just before the album Adore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you like Adore.
I love Adore. And a matter of fact, oh God, I wish we had the technical capabilities to play that track right
now. Mm-hmm. Let's get our Bible of punk out now and look it through.
I'm just interested, just listening to you, Martin. What is this very, very, just for our listeners out there, what is this very strange, hybrid sort of cadence accent that you have? It's a blend of like English, Irish,
it sounds like
American. It's a bunch of things. Exactly what is it?
Okay, so the...
There are certain words you say and they go like this and other ones don't.
Okay, so
some do and some don't.
So the long script is born in India.
Oh, born in India. Oh,
born
okay.
in India.
You don't have an Indian accent.
Do you like
wait for it? Wait.
Don't tell me shut up. My own show.
Can you do it?
Cha cha.
Can you do an Indian accent?
Je do sati kom nahi toringe toringe kom nah ki da sat na toringe.
Not me your renge kyo. Not me your renge kyo.
Born in India for sure.
Jovind jaya jaya.
Keep going.
Okay. So, born in India, and then Pakistan.
What part of India were you born in?
Are you a terrorist?
Oh, quite clearly. Because Indians, we're so funny.
Were you in that movie, Slumdog Millionaire?
You know, and Indians.
Indian, Pakistani. What's the fucking difference, right?
Everybody over there is really evil and bad.
Yes,
yeah.
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyone with a brown face is quite clearly up to no good.
Well, yes, that's true.
Except for the Egyptians,
no,
of course.
No, it's true.
Oh.
And the Italians who are tanned.
Oh, yes, and the Italians.
Well, you know, sweetie, it's the Mediterranean. They're all the same.
Because the Irish don't tan. We know this. So anyway, they just burn. Burn. Just burn.
Some people want to watch the world just burn.
Now, did you know Nancy Spungen?
I'm peripherally aware.
Peripherally aware. Wow, you've got quite a nice vocabulary there.
Thank you.
Peripherally blah.
Peripherally
it
aware.
It makes up for my tan.
It's so lovely.
I'm familiar with the burn.
It's so lovely.
You're not familiar with the burn.
It's so lovely the way you're able to say that even though you're drunk.
The burn.
Carry on. So India, then India, Pakistan, the slums, Slumdog Millionaire. You won the Oscar.
So that was you in the trash.
So the journey went India,
Pakistan, Oscar.
Oscar. Perfect.
Oscar. Hello, hello. Wow. My name is Oscar.
Meteoric rise to fame. Just
a meteoric
rise to fame from the slums.
It was more asteroid. Emphasis on the ass.
My name is Oscar.
If any of this matters to you.
What is it?
Yeah, it's punk.
Let's burn it.
It's punk. Our listeners can't see it.
Please.
They can't see it.
Face for radio.
It's the book of, punk.
Nick, describe what we're looking at.
Mm-hmm. It's a book for radio. Let's burn it.
It's got a... And Nick has got a face for radio.
Nick's got an ass face. Oh, an ass face.
I've got an ass
for radio. Radio.
Okay, so
for voiceovers.
I love this wine that one of my guests sent.
So long story short.
Nice.
Born in India.
Very nice.
Then we went to Pakistan, Malaysia, Sri Lanka.
Look at this after the
and
show.
Then Eastern Europe. And then London.
And when you say Eastern Europe, you mean what?
Hungary.
Oh, I'm hungry.
Kosovo, Romania.
Ooh.
What on earth were you doing there?
You're in a lot of trouble spots in your life.
We sort of sort
that's
them out.
That's where he learned to play guitar. Fucking...
But yes, but my listeners don't.
Well, no, that's
we're not going to fucking get into it right now, are we?
No, that's how Martin learned how to play guitar. Right? Yeah. Jumping from
Ziggy
country to country.
Guitar.
Hello, I play guitar. My name is Charlie. I play guitar.
Aw.
That was Peter.
Right.
So India, Kosovo.
Yes, I know that you remain fascinated with
India,
Omar.
Kosovo.
As everyone
Omar.
Does. Hey. All the hot spots,
all
Omar.
The hot spots. Yeah.
All I know is...
I am my own country.
Martin owns like 3 acres of oil-bearing land.
Ooh. So girls, he's worth marrying.
He's big.
Ladies, single forever.
But that's okay. You can enjoy the oil money.
He's the next Enrique Iglesias.
That would be tragic.
Highly doubtful.
That would be tragic.
I need to sprout a mole.
Sprout a mole.
Yeah. Sprout a mole.
Just a little bit of a mole.
I want to get back to
guacamole. My first name is Guac and my last name is Mole.
I want to get back to the whole idea of what the music of the Living Dead Lights really is.
Yeah, at that point I'll leave.
So let's get to the meat and the potatoes.
That is so funny.
What it means is absolutely nothing. And therefore, thou shalt not want.
Or thou shalt and have nothing to do about it. No choice.
No, what Living Dead Lights is, it's like me and Martin, the rhythm section from Hell, combined with Taka, Tamada.
We're going back to religion, I'm really not into it again.
Depending upon where you stand, yes. It's the rhythm section from Hell or Heaven.
No, it's Taka Tamada, who was the singer of Bomb Child. And he was the guitarist of 40 Deuce, and he pretty much when our best friend who was our guitarist of Bloody Royals
this
died.
This is the longest radio show in the world.
It's so stupid.
No, but then Taka filled in.
How long have we been speaking?
Thou shalt not speak.
I think there's cigarettes in the freezer.
About 20 to go.
Okay. There's cigarettes in the freezer. Go get them.
Yes.
I looked there. I didn't see them.
Oh dear.
Barry.
Look in the red cabinet.
You keep
what red
cigarettes in the freezer?
That red cabinet there on the right. Look at the second door. On the lower area.
This is my favorite band ever. I love these guys.
All right, so
you're such a huge liar.
So our guitarist died and Martin was the other guitarist.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore Taka Tamada, which is our singer now, /
smells like tomatoes.
Guitarist. You say tomato, I say tomato.
Like tomatoes. Can you elaborate?
Yeah, but say, oh, wait,
you
that's
play
Korean.
Guitar, oh, I say tomato.
He filled in, and what happened was our guitarist died from an unfortunate accident.
Greg.
And Martin and I joined forces with Taka and some guy named Alan.
Some guy named Alan, whom you all worship.
Mm-hmm. That was it.
We joined the Mark of the Beast.
Yes. Ooh. You're welcome here then.
So many religious references.
You're welcome here then.
If well, that was certainly a very, very sad period in your lives, for sure.
Absolutely. No, it was rough. Yes. But it was rough. But
you were a guiding
light. There is no
Barry here. Yeah. There's only Peter.
We were the living dead.
Peter.
We were the living dead. Now we're the lights. Yeah. If you think about it.
Yeah.
But
that was that was a tough time.
That was a hard. It was a hard time because. Yes.
Matter of fact, that wears on me each and every fucking day.
Martin wakes up every morning and thinks about it. So
that was horrible. That was a horrible loss.
Mm-hmm.
It was not.
I mean,
it was a tragic waste.
I mean, that's Omar. True.
It was a tragic waste.
Mm-hmm.
And that a loss you can come to grips with.
Only to be paralleled with the horrific management at the time.
Yeah, we had some really bad management and label support.
I don't want to put.
Oh my god! Okay, yeah. Cams. You know what? The guitarist died, and that was okay. But oh my god, the management!
Management
at the time.
Intolerable.
Intolerable.
I mean, for God's sake, this—that's how.
Tell us about it, boys. Tell us about the management at the time. Please tell us.
No, the management, management was as fucked up as the band.
It's not management. It's woman's bitch.
Woman management. I couldn't get the word.
Wait. That's very, very, very sexist.
Let me spit it.
Very sexist. Management. That women's management is inferior.
To management.
We're not sexist.
Diminish not.
Ooh. No, so what happened is me and Martin and Taka, who filled in for us, became something. Thou shalt not want. And we became something. We were like, you know, for years we always talked about playing with Taka, and next thing we knew we were
we only have an hour on this. I know no one wants to listen to you ramble on. So talk a little bit more about the tour, about the dates, about the cities or something like that.
We're going to Italy on the 27th
of
October.
Of October, October to 2011.
We're spending a week and a half in Italy touring.
Which towns?
Who fucking knows? Pretty much, we wake up.
You gotta fuck it up in Rome. I know you will.
Let Nick speak. He seems to have some.
Here's the thing.
I'm sure you will.
Perfect merch girl /
he's gonna use some of that oil
photographer
money.
/ tour guide.
We're trying to listen to Omar. We're trying to listen to the
Rex,
dates.
Our old singer is our tour manager.
Oh God, help us.
Oh no!
On this tour, there is no God.
No, there is no God.
Relegated Rex to tour manager status. Oh, that is going to be.
Is Rex aware of this, John? Oh, he is.
He's aware.
That is going to be trouble in the making. Is he going to get solos here and there?
No.
Oh man.
No, yeah, he's coming on stage, and we're going to push him off.
Brother, six shows in, we're not going to give a fuck who comes up on stage.
He's got to have some solos.
He's going to have some stage time.
I'm sorry, just so guys...
I'll be there, I'll do some...
Omar, just so they can have a little bit of promotion, just go through the dates as succinctly as you can, and the cities...
It's a week and a half in Italy, 9 days...
Not together, separately.
October 28th in Milan, that's the one confirmed.
Ooh, Milan, I love Milan.
We have 6 dates in Italy.
Okay.
Past experience says it's going to be Milan, Florence, Rome, Salerno, Naples...
Nipples.
And then we're going to go back up.
A girl went back to Napoli.
And then, from then on, it's a DIY situation.
Awesome. A DIY?
Do it yourself.
Yeah, do it yourself.
You ought to know, Italy, Peter.
Germany, Holland, Switzerland.
Yeah, we're going to be over there anyway, so it'll be
Denmark.
It'll be a punk rock tour.
And in France, what's going to happen in France?
France is actually in between Italy stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So
we'll still have a little label support. In France, so
you can do all this in Vegas, basically.
So it'll be in Paris. Of course.
Yeah, our label supports us in Italy and France, but
Switzerland. The label is GB Sound.
GB Sound.
Okay.
GBSound.com
and a big shout out to Barley Arts, the booking agency.
Okay, and what is the website of the band?
LivingDeadLights.com.
LivingDeadLights.com.
MySpace.com. /LivingDeadLights or Facebook. Okay.
So they can get all the information, the dates, and all that kind of thing on the on that website.
We are overly
not good. That this is ever going out in the air, but just for our own purposes.
My God, who the fuck would air this?
The sad thing is that we actually have a global audience, which is terrifying.
Let's write a song.
More so for you than for us.
Indeed, Martin. Indeed, indeed.
For sure.
Nice one.
Can you get your merch on the web?
Yes, you can.
So yeah, she's
we've been selling merch for 3 years. So
awesome. What do you sell?
Sub merch.
Lavender panties.
Ooh,
smell, they smell. Do they
melt in your mouth?
Vibrating panties that makes you squirm.
Do they melt in your mouth though?
They melt in your hand, not in your mouth.
Ah.
We're excellent. A bit rebellious.
None of that waiting till the liquid okay, takes.
Yeah, it. So that's all Italy and France take care of. The rest is basically a clusterfuck and a free for all.
I'm
sure, Martin, if I know you pretty well, you'll be sowing your seed in every town.
I'll be sowing
in Western wild Europe. Wild oats in every town.
Just be safe. Yes. Just be safe.
What did you call it?
And plastic, bro.
Question for the band. Condoms? Or the rhythm method.
Martin's the rhythm method. Martin's gonna be using the rhythm method.
So in other words, did you say paper or plastic? Is that what you say?
Paper or plastic or Yabaseo.
Paper, plastic, or I like the word frottage.
Now, Nick, you're attached to a girl over here in the corner who's just been quietly drinking the bar dry.
She's gorgeous. She's gorgeous if a bit drunk.
She is so beautiful.
She's so beautiful. She's let you run ragged all over Europe on your own.
She's our merch girl.
She's going with. So you've got your merch girl.
I'm banging the merch girl.
You're it's very rock and roll.
Nick. Banging the fuck out of the merch girl.
Hey, baby, anything t-shirts. You'd like to say?
Oh, dear.
No.
I think she said it all.
I don't want to put too fine a point on it.
That pretty much encapsulates.
I don't want to put too fine a point on it, but when you say banging, what exactly do you mean?
What does banging mean?
Banging and
wanging. Well, banging. What does banging mean to you,
It's
Nicholas?
Very rock and roll, darling. I don't understand.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Oh,
this is maybe a foreign concept.
It's a foreign concept to me. Banging. What does it mean?
Banging means.
What banging? What does that mean?
Nick,
quiet, please.
Yes, miss.
Banging means multiplying with practice.
Wow, crushing again.
I am bored to tears. Coptic. Can you give it some more of a rock and roll?
Wow, Coptic and cryptic.
Coptic and cryptic.
Coptic and cryptic.
Christ Almighty. Himself.
What it means is
the great alien should do you in right
the
now.
Great the great alien in the sky is not pleased with you.
The gay alien.
The gay alien
should do you in right now.
No, it means that Yabaseo Hongo Puneo.
Ooh.
Okay.
That's really strange.
Was that Indian?
That's Korean with a K.
As opposed to.
No repito.
Okay.
Pizza with a P.
That sounds like, you know, what's that word? Esperanto. Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly what the word is.
Esperanto.
Yes. And nobody knows what the fuck that means.
Esperanto is a really strange fake language.
Speaking of languages, so there are so many of them, and since you guys are traveling all over the world,
what is a vampire?
Okay, everyone at the same time. Ready? Go.
Hey, what does a vampire speak?
I don't know.
A vanglage.
Oh God! It's such a Christian joke.
Why the hell do we have him on the show?
I just made it up. I've never heard it in my life.
Boring.
Okay. Let's go around the table. Sometimes we play this little game, the alphabet game around the table.
Okay. This is the rock and roll alphabet tonight.
Let's go rock and roll alphabet.
What about languages around the world?
I think alphabet of the rock and roll.
Of the rock and roll.
A is for.
You, do you want to start off, Martin?
That's not a rock band, is it?
It could be a rock band or a rock term or anything related to rock and roll.
Astamouth.
Okay, we didn't want to ask...
I love it.
We didn't want to ask about your lifestyle. We wanted you to know the name of a band.
Wait, what's the name of our band?
Astamouth.
Perfect.
That's great.
Give me a second.
I hope you wash first.
And we're done with that game.
and the game has just been won.
I don't think that's where you stop, right?
Astamouth.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you.
What's all this one?
Carrying on.
What's all this one in a million talk?
B. What is B?
B. B.
B. B for Rock Band.
Somebody else.
Balls.
Blondie.
Go ahead.
C.
Sorry. C.
Cunt.
Cream.
No. I'll do.
Creed.
Yes.
Creed. O's.
Okay.
D is for.
Dildo.
Dickwad.
Which bands are we using?
Oh my god.
D for bands. D.
Oh, we're trying to find bands.
Just rock bands. Rock terms.
D, numbers. Disturbed.
Rock and roll terms.
Rock and roll terms are bands.
No, just bands.
No, we need to finish it out. E.
We're gonna make it
ELO.
All
the E, my brother.
ELO is not rock and roll.
It doesn't matter. It's all I know.
The Eagles. Doc doesn't hire. That's
okay.
Hotel,
it doesn't matter.
Hotel California.
Hotel California.
Yes,
by far the most complex chord progression.
Okay, we don't need any sort of add-ons. Just the name.
No, but let him talk.
Spill your education, por favor.
This is what we're talking.
Your Eagle-cation.
The Eagles, Hotel California, a very complex chord progression that made it into pop.
Enough said.
Into pop.
We have another guest, apparently.
F.
Just a little.
F is for foreigner.
F is for foreigner.
G.
F is for fail.
G.
G.
You love and special sauce.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Jesus. Ooh. What?
Jesus.
Wow, where did he crawl out from?
Jesus. Whoa. Jesus just went.
Jesus for Jesus.
Oh, wait.
Jesus for Jesus.
Jesus just went.
Jesus. What?
Give me my fucking cigarettes back.
There's no swearing on the air.
Yes, there is.
You cunt.
No porn.
Okay, H? H-E-D-C?
Heroin
is all rock and roll.
Heroin, okay.
It cut off too many of our beautiful brothers.
Okay.
Him.
Him is a band?
Him is
Hole.
A
band. Oh!
Fuck.
Courtney Love's vagina is a black hole. Wait, that was racist. Black hole. You said black hole.
Incubus.
Incubus.
I for no.
J.
No phone calls.
J,
please.
Bitches. J. Who's gonna take J?
We didn't do I.
You didn't. You said incubus.
Okay, J.
You said incubus. You whore.
I'm about to fart. J.
He just.
J for Juan.
J.
Juan.
Jesus and Mary Chain.
Jesus and Mary Chain.
Jesus and Mary Chain.
Juan.
Juan.
That's not rock and roll.
Jesus. No. Jesus and Mary Chain.
I'm totally guessing here.
Jesus and Mary Chain.
No. He actually came up with a semi-decent reference. Peter. So what we're talking
Peter,
about.
Peter. Peter.
Actually managed something.
Peter.
Peter.
Okay. L.
Hello, Peter.
L.
Peter.
L.
Lady Antebella.
Okay.
You make me sick.
Wait, make me sick.
Prussian blue. No, just kidding.
We're not talking.
We're not talking modern.
L.
Okay. L.
LSD, baby.
LSD.
Imagine yourself in a place by a station with tangerine eyeballs and fucking whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Okay. M.
M. Michael Jackson. Michael fucking Jackson.
M is for morphine too. Okay.
Motherfucker might have been.
It's the morphine, motherfucker.
Bro. Motherfucker might have been the king of pop, but he was the prince of rock.
Damn.
Wow.
Wait, let's have a moment on that.
That is so gay.
Oh, okay. But it was fucking brilliant.
But we already passed. Wait. We already passed G.
L-M-M-N-N-N-N. Nine Inch Nails.
Nancy Reagan. These boots are going to walk all over you.
Nancy Reagan?
Nirvana.
Nancy Reagan is what you said.
Nirvana.
Wait, time out.
Be quiet.
Cancel the sound.
Nirvana.
Everyone just take stock in the fact that I just called.
Nancy
Reagan.
Just take.
Hey,
we did it.
Nancy Reagan.
And it's for Nancy Reagan. Thank you, Mark. Nine Inch Nails.
And Nirvana.
Nirvana.
And maybe Nancy.
And maybe Nancy.
Nancy Sinatra.
Nancy Reagan.
Nancy Sinatra.
Nancy Sinatra.
Nancy Spurgeon. She killed that man.
O is up next.
Does belong in the mix, though.
Let's go through this. O. Orpheus Descending.
For God's sake.
O-tep.
Oasis, bitch. Rex.
Oasis. Oasis.
In the fucking... Who? In the litany.
Oasis.
Oasis.
Who? Our Lady. Our Lady Peace, my favorite band of all time.
Our Lady of Peace?
Our Lady Peace.
You there, a winding.
And every motherfucker who was at a party with an acoustic guitar is playing this fucking song.
I don't play this song. There are many
things I would like to say to you.
Rock band. He knows it. He knows it because he... was born in the 90s.
You slept with Oasis, didn't you?
I love the way it breaks back in. Geez,
really. Wait, who slept with Oasis?
Well, you guys, right?
P, please. We're getting to the alphabet.
Okay,
P.
O-P. Okay.
I'm gonna Our Lady Peace, number one. No. For sure.
Primal Scream.
Primal Scream.
Primus.
Okay. Yeah.
Primus.
Oh, Primus.
Queen has won.
Queen.
Has won everything.
Okay, Or.
Okay. Or is a good band.
Or is it the Or. The
Or
bar?
Is a really good movie.
Rolling Rush. Stones.
Oh, yeah. No! Rolling Stones.
No.
My God. How are we so blind?
Right. I know.
What's your microphone?
You know what the best band now with the R is? Red.
Rex.
Red.
S.
What do you call an Apache that keeps whining?
What?
Red, red wine.
Jesus. Damn.
Stay close to me.
You're not getting the Native American audience.
No, that's you for
it. Okay.
Oh, he jumped ahead.
Okay, S is up next. S.
Oh, really?
Oh. Santana. Special.
Smashing Pumpkins.
The Santana.
Special.
Oh,
no. Fuck you.
We forgot Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Skillet.
Squeeze.
Skynyrd.
Have you ever heard Skillet?
It's Lynyrd Skynyrd.
They're the next big thing.
What do we want to hear about them? They're not stabbed.
We don't
want
to hear about the next big thing. We want to hear about what has already
been. Okay.
Hey,
Squeeze.
Sparks. This is a podcast.
Sting.
This is next big
Stung.
Thing.
Stunk.
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 I hear the rain down in Africa.
Oh my God, the Sex Pistols.
Hello? Sex Pistols! You bastards.
That was Sex Pistols before you came here.
Okay, I'm ashamed of the audience even thinking that it was going to be
anything less other than
the Sex Pistols. You're filthy and you're dirty.
Filthy.
I am an anarchist. I know what I want and I want to get. I want to destroy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause I wanna play Anarchist.
T.
Gorgeous.
T.
Pete.
Traffic.
T. Traffic. I don't know who they are.
Obscure, darling.
Of course. Okay.
Push Monkey.
No, T Rex.
The Monkeys.
T Rex. Get it on. Bang it on. Get it on. And Tool is very good.
Wait. A notable mention for Tool.
For sure.
A notable mention. But earlier in the 70s.
Taking T-Rex. Back Sunday, T-Rex. For sure.
Okay. Oh, fuck.
You?
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Tom Petty.
Sorry.
Tom Petty.
Yes.
He loves it a pee, bitch.
Dude. Wait. Stop jumping ahead. You. You.
Ultravox.
Ultravox. Okay. Ultravox.
I said Ultravox.
This means nothing to me.
Oh, Vienna.
Okay. Oh, it means nothing to me.
Vagina.
Oh, Vienna.
Who's the
quite clearly vagina.
Vagina. Just the band vagina.
No, just the abstract concept of vagina.
And
what has kept every rock band going?
It's all about vagina.
There's literally nothing more rock and roll.
I think black vagina.
Okay, will we stay with vagina for
W.
Weezer.
Who?
Weezer.
Who?
No.
All right,
Weezer is about it. What other W?
I look just like Buddy Holly. And I'm Mary Tyler Moore. I don't care what they say about us anyway. I
I don't care about that.
X.
All the boys are out in black, X.
And our boys X. had two.
Could Wilson Pickett?
No, he's sold.
Sold, done.
Really?
And for fuck's sake, Stones H was Hendrix.
Stones of the Stones.
H was Hendrix. Bitches, we made a major mistake. Let's go back. H is Hendrix.
What the fuck did we say?
Do we have to start over at H?
We do.
No, we're not starting.
Oh, yes, we are.
We did a bunch for H, but Hole wound up getting a big cheer.
Fuck it.
Oh! Hendrix.
I know it's a sin. It's a sin.
We made a mistake, people.
It was a crime. Against rock and roll. It was against a rock and roll. We have to start over again.
No, we're not starting over.
Guys, don't tell me what to do.
Double X.
What was X?
Okay, what's Y?
Yes.
Yanni, of course. Yanni.
Yanni.
He's like...
I think Yaz.
The aphrodisiac, a 40-year-old woman everywhere.
Yes.
I think Yaz. Oh.
Yazoo. No.
I love Enya.
Z Zeppelin.
Yes.
You gorgeous human being.
Yeah.
Zeppelin.
We made it. Bitches, we made it.
Fucking salute, motherfucker.
Let's
recap about how many times we fucked up.
We fucked up on H.
No, let's not, because
we fucked up on H. And first we could have C could have been Cobain, bitches.
Cobain, yes.
Guys, it bears not.
Hey,
K, what we have done.
If you need some record of Cobain, it's right there.
And the,
notably, you didn't name Lady Gaga.
I did say it. I said it.
She's
earlier.
Not rock and roll. She's pop.
She is not rock and roll.
I'm sorry.
She's no lady.
No, I said it.
No one mentioned pop.
Lady and she ain't no fucking guy.
No one mentioned Celine Dion either.
No, I said it for sure.
And K is for Kravitz, Lenny Kravitz.
Hey, so I'll edit here.
And S is Sly for Sly Stallone. Sly and the Family Stone.
Sly and the Family Stallone.
Yeah.
Sly and the Family Stallone.
We fucked up royally. I hate this alphabet.
No, we gotta edit it. That's it.
We are the worst. We missed all the real people for the assholes. The Lady Gaga even said Lady Gaga.
Hey, that's a perfect name for a band.
What?
We are the worst.
Oh my God, you're right. Take it.
It's so good.
Take it now.
We are the worst. Face for Radio is the name of the song. Ladies and gentlemen, it is. We are the
fucking
worst.
The Living Deadlights on the Peter Omar Show.
We are the worst.
Plug it again. Plug it.
Literally. I'm sorry. We're quiet. Okay.
No, that's a perfect name.
Seriously, guys, we need
let's wrap it up.
Really, just quickly, we actually need just you guys to tell us, Nick, producer, he's like, tell us. No, wrap it up. We need you guys to tell us really the specific dates that you know of.
They
in
the 28th through the
wait.
How do we know your dates when you add dates in Europe? How would we find that out?
I figure out my dates the day of the
Facebook
night.
Facebook and
but
MySpace.
How are you posting them?
Facebook and MySpace.
Cow?
For sure.
Cow.
For certain, we know the 28th in Milan.
Right.
From there on, we know we have
7th and 6th.
Here I am, a crazy Italian.
You're American.
Crazy Italian.
We got 7 dates in Italy.
Okay, but how do I find out
We know one date for certain.
Okay, so
it's no, but how
MySpace, right?
MySpace, Facebook, or MySpace.
Give some MySpace.
Or
MySpace. You can always just get the fuck on MySpace.
There you go. Are you going to do any sort of Twitter feed?
Twitter feed.
I don't know. Does Alan do Twitter? Okay.
Fetter Twitter too.
Just a little. He does twat for sure. I know that, but I don't know about twit.
It's definitely the
Facebook feed will give you all the information you need to know.
We'll spill
your
it.
Facebook shit and your
Facebook, yes, MySpace. You'll know for sure.
That's the minimum.
Okay, guys, just we're going to wrap up in a couple of seconds. Do you have any parting comments or words or anything for the listeners out there, or for yourselves? Or
I mean, no Omar. Steve. I mean, and Eric.
Peter. You fucking idiot.
That's your
That's gonna cut. Okay, they're gonna.
We're
gonna
wrap up. Omar and Peter.
Omar, you need to be sitting back down. We're gonna wrap up. Okay.
No, no, seriously.
First time.
No, it won't be.
The best way is online, Facebook, MySpace.
We'll put it in the
Living
Dead Life, sorry, Facebook, MySpace.
Our label's pushing us. So.
All right.
Yeah, push us.
Our video has actually been playing on MTV for three or four
That's
months.
Really hot.
Is this a channel on television, Marta?
It's MTV in Italy. They actually watch it.
I swear to God, we're big in Japan. I swear.
But who is anybody over 4 feet is?
Japan. All right.
All right.
Don't you know that you're big in Japan?
We actually could be big in Japan, but
I am big in Japan. I know that.
Well, you know what? It doesn't take much to be big in Japan.
No, it doesn't. Four feet two should do
I've
it.
I've seen their pornography.
Wow.
Oh, Yabaseo. Oh. Wait, that's Korean.
We could all be stars there.
We could all be stars.
No, Taka's big in Japan. He's considered
Taka's big in Japan.
Even Taka. He's considered the rock king of Japan. Seriously.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
He really is, actually.
Yeah.
People.
All right, well, thank you so much, guys. We appreciate you guys sitting in on it.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much,
pleasure.
Martin Kelly and Nick Patani, part of the Living Deadlights.
It's been
about
so
to
strange,
go on
really
tour.
Wonderful.
It's been a normal night.
It's in a traipse down the Twilight Zone.
Yes, indeed it has. And no doubt we'll have you back after the tour if you're still living.
Yes.
Both of you.
I'm sure they will be, and we're going to have
it. Well, yeah.
Check it out. Yes.
Delightful things to talk about.
And that's a good night for me. And
hey, if you guys want to be the manager / tour guide, come on.
I'd like to be the executive producer of the show.
Well, get your ass with us.
Yeah, okay.
No, this is about family.
All right. Okay, give us the airline tickets.
No bullshit.
Give us the airline tickets.
That's $1,000.
I fly
whatever.
Business class and I require several things in my hotel.
Use your mileage.
Good night, Omar.
You're being presumptuous.
I'm saying good night, Omar.
I use my mind for everything.
That's a fucking good night for me.
And a very good night for me.
Good night, Peter.
Good night, Omar. Good night, Mark.
Good night, Nicholas.
There's no good night.
Good night, Martin.
Harry Potter was a good night.
And you know,
magician.
It will never end, really.
No, I know. It never, you guys sit down.
Harry Potter.
That was so fun.
That was dramatic.
It's so much more hilarious just chatting like we do, but with a mic.
Well, when it's
just like old times, only crazier.